Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Michael Pittman joins us from New Zealand. I'm not too sure whether he's still in hospital or out. Morning to you, Mike.
No, I'm still here, Andrew. I'm still here.
You're still there. Are you hopeful of being at the Moonee Valley Racecourse on Saturday? What are the doctors saying?
The last drain pulled out of me this morning. I don't want to be too descriptive, but they had the last drain pulled out of me this morning. And the surgeon's come and seen me. And we just got one more issue to clear up. And he thinks I'll get there. So I've got to be guided by him. If he says I'm not travelling, I won't be travelling. So,
And for people that may not be aware, you've undergone pretty serious operations in the last couple of weeks for cancer, so that's the reason for being in hospital. Did you see the draw or hear the number?
Yeah, I've been watching it very eagerly this morning, and Brent was under instruction to go 3, 4, or 5, and she's a horse that we didn't really want to get caught down on the fence, so barrier 4 was taken. We were seeking cab off the rack, so she chose barrier 5 and went to them. Been barrier 6, so that's probably a good thing.
And, mate, her work this morning just seemed to be nice at Moonee Valley?
Yeah, Brittany, who knows the horse, from a rider's point of view, better than anybody else, certainly ridden her a lot more than any jockey has. She said that she got around the track really good and she worked real strong the last 600 metres. I'm sorry, mate, I've got the hiccups, but that's just the side event of what I've got, so, yeah.
No, that understand. So the last 600, and she had a gallop on Saturday. Does that tell our listeners that she's really clicked into Melbourne?
Yeah, she's thriving. Yeah, we're really happy with her. You know, the one thing about us, from when we train Andrew, horses have to learn how to travel. And, I know some of the horses have come across from the other side of the world to get there, but we've done our fair bit of travelling in the time. Because we've had to, travel up and down New Zealand, and travelling actually improves you. She loves it.
Yeah, well, we saw her in Sydney, and we know that she's pretty good on a day. I mean, realistically, if you can finish here in the money somewhere, that's going to be a terribly exciting day for you.
Your top five is top five will be really good. I mean, I like to think I'm a realist, and I think that's something that we can achieve. We're not going there to make up numbers, but a top five would be a realistic achievement for us. And if you can run the top five in a Cox Plate, you've got one of the world's best weight for age 2000 metre horses, haven't you?
Yeah, no, exactly. And you told us last week, Chris Johnson, who knows the mare, is going to take the ride. It's so important in a big race like this to have a jockey on that knows these horses.
Yeah, well, we have plenty of offers too, as you would think, there's plenty of riders available on an 8-horse field, but, what do you go for the person that knows the horse, the person that knows the track, and, top riders, they ride winners all over the world, don't they? One thing about Chris, he's ridden 2,000-odd winners. He knows what he's doing, He's he'll be as laid back as any jockey in the room. People think you've met him before, He's a pretty laid-back sort of a character. It won't worry him.
No, we'll talk to him later in the week once we get a bit closer to the race. Hey, I just wanted to get you on. I know... the doctors will give you the final approval, I hope. I really do hope that you make Moonee Valley to see your mare tackle Winks and to be there for what you've been through. Good luck with that over the next few days, mate.
Yeah. I mean, getting there is going to be an achievement in itself for both of the horse and the connections and I, but I really want to be part of it, Andrew. You know that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand. Good on you, mate. I hope you're there. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I'll try and leave the hiccups off the back in New Zealand. Thanks very much. Sorry.
You can bring the burps. That's okay, mate. You just keep getting better.
Yeah.